last night. Many of ours have been overcome today. So I guess we have the few, the proud, the Christian here today. No. Ooh, that was bad. No, but I am glad you're here, and we'll celebrate our Christ as our King today for Christ the King Sunday with those of us who are here. A couple of announcements tonight. We do have Fresh Expression worship with Thanksgiving tacos. Sarah might say more about that. Also, the Family Promise Volunteer Board is still out there, and there's announcements in your Go and Serve about Family Promise. Please sign up and volunteer for help with that. And don't forget that our midweek Advent services start on December 6th. You'll also see that in your Go and Serve. So that's coming up soon. This is the last Sunday of the church year. The new church year starts next week, first Sunday of Advent. So be ready for that. Sarah, finally.
So it's time for New Year's resolutions already?
Yes. You got one?
No, not yet. Good morning.
Be nicer to Pastor Gary. Sorry. Hey, Sarah, before you get gone, you will remember last week Molly was here and I announced that she had been approved for ordination. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, Sarah has also been going through this process to become what's called a deacon in the church. That's a new title for what used to be called an associate ministry. You may remember that title from the past. And Sarah goes to be approved this week.
Prayers are always welcome.
That's what I was going to say. Please remember her in your prayers, and we will do that.
Specifically, Tuesday morning at 10:30.
Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of the water of life, who enlightens us with the Spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. With a heart full of mercy and compassion, God saves us and forgives us all our sins. Christ, the dawn from on high, shines upon us, and by the light of the Holy Spirit, guides our feet into the way of peace. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of power and might, your Son shows us the way of service, and in him we inherit the riches of your grace. Give us the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to serve the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the water courses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. For there they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power? God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. and he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they will also answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
What kind of king is Jesus? The Sunday school teacher was known for his elaborate object lessons. Little Sally knew that they were in for a fun day when she arrived in the classroom, and tacked on the bulletin board was a big target. Bunches of darts lay on a nearby table. The teacher told the students to draw a picture of someone they disliked or someone who had made them angry, and he would allow them to throw darts at that person's picture. Sally drew a picture of a former friend, putting great detail into the drawing right down to the dimples on her false friend's face. The pictures were tacked over the target. The class lined up, and each person took turns throwing darts with much laughter and hilarity. Some of the class threw their darts with such force that their targets were ripping apart. Sally looked forward to her chance, but was disappointed when they ran out of time before her turn. As she sat there fuming because she hadn't gotten to throw her darts, the teacher began removing the tattered pictures and target from the board. Underneath the target was a picture of Jesus. The room fell silent
As each student viewed the mangled picture of Jesus, holes and jagged rips covering his face, piercing his eyes. The teacher said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." What kind of king is Jesus? He's the king who calls us to see him in each other, who calls us to see each other with his eyes of love. What kind of king is Jesus? Mother Teresa once said, "I never look at the masses as my responsibility. I look at the individual. I can love only one person at a time. I can feed only one person at a time. So you begin with one. If I didn't pick up that one person, I wouldn't have picked up 42,000. My whole work is only a drop in the ocean. But if I didn't put the drop in, the ocean would be one drop less." What kind of king is Jesus? He's the king who served us in love. He's the king who calls us to serve where no one else will, taking the love and compassion we have received and giving it to others. What kind of king is Jesus? Many years ago, a man moved into a small town. His little house was near the railroad tracks, and every morning he noticed an elderly lady walking along the tracks, picking up something and putting it into a bag. The man got curious. He went to a small grocery store nearby and asked the owner about this lady. "Oh, that's the widow Jacobs," said the grocer. "Every day she comes halfway across town to pick up the coal that is spilled on the tracks when the early morning train runs through town." The new resident looked confused. He said, "But there hasn't been a steam locomotive using coal on these tracks for years." "That's right," said the store owner. "When the steam train stopped running, old Mr. Simpson, who runs the hardware store, was concerned that the widow Jacobs would no longer have coal to heat and cook with. He knew she was too proud to take charity, so he decided to get up early every morning, take a bag of coal, and drop it along the tracks. The widow Jacobs still thinks the steam train runs by here every morning. I think Mr. Simpson has been doing that for about 5 years now." What kind of king is Jesus? He's the king who gave himself for us, who thought each one of us was so valuable that he died for us. He's the king who calls us to give our lives for each other. O Christ, be our king. Save us, touch us, and lead us, now and forever. Amen.
Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Amen. Jesus, our King, we come to you not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Not because we have any merits of our own, but because we need your mercy and help. Give us this day grace to keep your commandments, the wisdom to accept your guidance for life, the strength to obey your word, and the courage to walk your path. Lord, in your mercy, O gracious and good God, we have so much to be thankful for. You have blessed us over and over again in your love. We thank you for our families, our friends, for our homes, our food, our livelihoods. We thank you for creation, for our world teeming with life and beauty. O God, you are the giver of all. Keep us always in your grace and favor. Lord, in your mercy, living God of all, in the face of all our blessings, we remember those who are not so fortunate. Remember now all those who struggle with life. Remember those who worry, those who are filled with sorrow, those who are ill or hungry or lonely or afraid, and those who suffer violence. Bless all your children, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you.
Family of Helen Hillary, for Julie Booth, her family, the student workers, and husbands.
Bless their brother Zachary.
Lord, in your mercy, O Spirit of hope, we thank you for your constant presence with us and the many ways you help us in life. Fill our lives now and ever. Enter our hearts and lead us to grow in our faith. Give us enthusiasm and excitement for you. Be King of our lives and lead us to follow you always. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Creator God, you made everything, and you provide for every need. The bread we break and the wine we pour come for you. As we eat and drink with thanksgiving, fill us with your love. Let that love flow through us to others, and join us to the saints before us in a holy and boundless communion. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy.
And mighty, holy and immortal, surrounded by evil and bordered by death, we appeal to you, our sovereign, our wisdom, and our judge. We praise you for Christ, who proclaimed your reign of peace and promised an end to injustice and harm. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, the sacrifice of his life and death and the victory of his resurrection, we await with all the saints his loving redemption of our suffering world. Send your Spirit on these gifts of bread and wine and on all who share in the body and blood of your Son. Teach us your mercy and justice and make all things new in Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you, that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. Watch your steps down there. Watch your step. Are gorgeous. I love those spider things.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It could be at lunchtime, it could be at dinner time, it could be any day, just pick a day. Breakfast even.